I promise you, I'm not going to hurt myself.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio, and I'm kind of glad about that at the moment.
Although after telling the story, some of you aren't going to be convinced that I'm not going to hurt myself. One of my hobbies, and I don't talk about it a lot because not everybody likes these, is mushrooms. And I'm talking like wild mushrooms, the ones you find in the woods.
You like to forage for
them. I like to look for them, and not just the morels, which I know is the state mushroom of Minnesota. I like all of them. So I like to find them and hunt them. And my wife and I went on a little bit of a jaunt the other weekend just to a nearby park to go find some. And we found some amazing, massive king boletes, which are like, they're huge. I found one that had to be like a pound or two. And they're really good. I took them home, cooked them up. We found other varieties too. Found a couple toxic ones, which I do know what those are. And then we found one. It's called a milk cap. Okay. Now, there's a lot of different varieties of milk cap. You're glazing over already, but I'll get there. So there's a lot of different varieties of milk cap. And one of the ways that you tell whether it's an edible variety or edible or inedible is to taste it.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it's to taste it and then spit it out. Like, don't consume it. Taste it and spit it out. So I was like, oh, I want to try these. I've never had milk caps. So I tasted it. That has to be the worst thing I have ever tasted.
Oh.
It was so bad. But I was safe in doing so and tasting it because I knew the rules with this particular mushroom. I knew it wouldn't hurt me. And so I was safe to taste it. I regretted tasting it. Oh, I think it was a full hour before I got that taste out of my mouth. But it made me think about, like, it's very important when it comes to the scripture. And knowing your Bible, that you know what you're talking about. And how you get to that point is by research, by praying, by being in your word, by following biblical preachers and teachers, listening to Kinship Radio, our pastors, Dr. David Jeremiah is coming up at 9. He's amazing. Making sure you know your stuff so that, you know, you're able to tell other people about it and that you aren't saying harmful things. So. Yes. It's very important to know your Bible. And I promise, I won't hurt myself. Here's Joy from Troy Harper on Kinship Radio.